I think I should warn everybody that this could be the show that Dan Raby really makes his dramatic entrance.
Is it going to be all that dramatic if you tell everybody?
Hello, yeah. Bob.
You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, and Robin's on vacation. Welcome, Jacob.
Thanks, Bob. It's nice to be back.
Yeah, it is good to have you back.
Jacob, I don't get theme music, do I?
I'm going to pick a random song from my library, and it will become your theme. How's that?
Wow. All right.
Random hit, and this is Jacob's theme. Do you know what this is?
I know this song, yeah.
It's got a nice theme sound.
Yep.
It's called He Would Have Laughed. It's by Deer Hunter.
Yeah, this is a great song.
All right.
Yeah, this is a beautiful song. This is actually a song about another musician.
It looks like you, too. This theme looks like you.
Totally, yeah. I'm sparkly and chimey.
And you also have the first song for us today.
And I cut off right at the end, as this song like does.
That's awesome. Why don't you start off our show? You're our guest today, and Jacob Gans, if we didn't say your last name. Jacob works at NPR Music. He edits and writes for The Record, also does things for the All Songs Considered blog.
So the first song that I want to play today is a song by a Canadian band called Japandroids. The song is called The House That Heaven Built. I really like this band a lot. They don't have the most original sound, but even within the sort of punky, heavy guitar riffs, shouted lyrics, you can hear something really identifiable about them. And, you know, let's listen to the song. It's called The House That Heaven Built. It's from an album that's coming out in June called Celebration Rock. And then maybe we can talk a little bit about who the band is. This is Japandroids.
Mind to die for anymore, so I'm a slave.
You like that, Bob?
Yeah, that's got a whole lot of muscle. I don't know that I have anything in the whole show.
Yeah, that's going to do that. That's two great guys. That's just a duo. One of the things that's interesting about Japandroids is they're making basically punk music, and I feel like a lot of the stuff or punk inspired music, and I feel like a lot of the music that's made that sounds like that is pretty nostalgic. But their music sounds nostalgic. I feel like there's a lot of it's big and it's romantic and it feels high stakes in the same way that a lot of sort of epic anthemic guitar rock is, but punk isn't necessarily.
It has something I can walk away with rather than just the gut.
Exactly.
It has a melody.
They're not just trying to punch you in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate when a band decides not to do that.
Not just to punch you in the face.
Japandroids. The only thing I can think of that may work out of this, the drummer from Japandroids is an inspiration, because just fantastic. And Sarah Jaffe's a singer. She's from Denton, Texas. And the way she started her new record was she saw a little drum kit in a pawn shop and bought it. And it inspired her to kick off a new record she's putting out. The record's called The Body Wins, and it comes out April 24th. Let me just play this new song. It's produced by John Congleton. You know John Congleton?
Yeah. Speaking of the record earlier, Mike Katziff of NPR Music did a little interview with, not a little interview, a very nice long interview with John Congleton about all the records that he produced or
Saint
mixed.
Saint Vincent.
Yeah, exactly.
Clap your hands, say yeah.
The Y Oak record.
Walkman.
From last year.
He likes
yeah, exactly.
W's, yeah.
Yeah.
Just kidding. So let's play Sarah Jaffe from the Body Wins LP. The song we're going to play is called Glorified High. High is spelled H-I-G-H. It's not like a hello, Dan. Hello, Dan. No, I still don't have a mic. Okay.
Line. See you down to the last line. This is for show. Do it again. Party for the hell.
That's really nice.
It's such a different record from the first record, and I think some of it is the fact that she, you know, is inspired because she picked up a drum and a bass from a pawn shop and really concentrated.
Yeah, when you said that, I was very surprised to hear all the program drum, like from the machine in there.
And I'm wondering if, you know, her playing of the drums and working on songs as structures of rhythm, and then working with someone like Congleton, who is known for drum machines and loops and stuff, how they work together to make this. But obviously, rhythm is such an important part of the song.
Yeah, you can hear it pushed her into a different place.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And it's so important for artists to do that, to like just get inspired to do something completely different. Whether it's like you put random things on a blackboard and point to them, or play random songs for themes.
I feel like that is defining me at this point, yeah.
Jake's back.
Oh, look at that.
Though you haven't left.
Yeah, I would have laughed. Okay. All right, what's next?
You're asking me?
I've got to go on a little bit of a tangent here, if you'll allow it.
Tangents are us.
All right, so the song is by the band Hot Chip, which is a British, mostly electronic, sort of dance-inspired quintet. There's a scene in the movie Dazed and Confused, which I'm sure I don't have to tell anybody who's listening out there, is a movie about a very...
Tell me, actually.
All right, this is... Bob. So Dazed and Confused is this movie directed by Richard Linklater about the very ordinary adventures of this group of high schoolers on the last day of school in 1976. It's, you know... Just as summer's starting, they run around after school. They chase down a keg of beer. They hook up for the first time. They make plans. They talk about their futures. There's this scene in the movie where three of like the nerdiest characters. I appreciate that. Anyway, there's a lot of music in it. There's a lot of music that interrupts the action. You know, you spend a lot of time with these characters. But the three of the nerdiest characters in the movie spend a lot of time driving around trying to find out what's going on and never quite getting there. At a certain point, they're driving around, and one of these three characters, played by Adam Goldberg, who you may recognize his voice if you ever see this movie. He's got a nice, nasally, high-pitched voice. He's sitting in the back of the car and talking about what he wants to do with his life, and he doesn't want to be a lawyer. He doesn't want to do what he's been planning for the entire time, and his friends ask him what he wants to do, and he says, "I want to dance!" Anyway, I feel like this is exactly what Hot Chip has been doing for their entire career. They're on their fifth album now. It's going to come out in June.
It's all about the dance.
That's Hot Chip, basically. This band has spent their entire career, five albums now, being those nerds who want to dance and want to talk about the way that dancing is tied to emotion and movement. The new album is called In Our Head. It's no different. There's a whole bunch of like really deep, soulful songs about basically the importance of rhythm. It's really, really crucial to this band. The song that I want to play is called Flutes. It's off this new album, In Our Head. It's out June 12th, and it's got a nice, slow dance floor build to it.
Thank you.
getting me down. Nothing's making sense in my brain. I'm moving words across the terrain, trying hard to fix to the page. I'm wedded to the thought that we came, only to discover our names and blow a horn of love and refrain.
Thanks.
So Hot Chips record Flutes comes out the end of June-ish.
The album's called In Our Head.
Great. When I think of In Our Heads, I don't think of dance music. I think of, like, because I break music up often by bands who do things that are very heady. Some bands very hearty. And then I'm pointing to my heart here, Jane. And then some very much the bottom and the feet. Hot Chip or Bottom and Feet, but they call a record In Their Heads. I've got a band that actually I think of as one of the ultimate head bands. No, head bands does not work. Could be a new genre. Dirty Projectors.
Yeah.
Who make music that is very thoughtful and very thought about and very worked through. Some of the elements have a gospel flavor to them, especially with the background
vocals. Yeah, this band takes a little bit of time to get used to, don't they?
Yeah, they are a polarizing band.
It's one of the like primary elements of a band that requires some intellectual or some head.
You mean that they take time to
I feel like this band sort of rearranges your brain a little bit when you listen to them.
Yeah. And what's weird is that as I listen to this new song, which I'm going to play for you, a new song from Dirty Projectors called Gun Has No Trigger. It reminds me of something from like 1963 to 1964, and I can't put my finger on it, but it's like, it's not Jay and the Americans. It's like one of those vocal groups. Anyway, why not play it? If somebody could tell me There's one point where the vocals go, ah, and they just hold there, and it just sounds like something I've heard before, and it's killing me. So,
I'll keep my ears
open. Yeah, see if you can figure it out. The record, the album that's coming out is called Swing Low Magellan, but this is this song is the single. It's called Gun Has No Trigger. So good. The record Swing Low Magellan comes out July 10th, but that's a single from Dirty Projectors. You almost had it, right? It was on the tip of your tongue.
There was a minute there. Yeah, there's something about the bass line that sounds to me really, really familiar, especially there at the end when it goes doom, 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 that thing. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to get it.
Dan Raby, you've sat here and watched many too many shows as our intern, and I know you score us, you judge us,
You're tied so far.
Oh, good.
Look, it's Carl Castle.
Did that ring any bells to you?
It sounds so familiar, but I can't put my finger on it.
Jesus.
They reside like right in the back of the brain. Where you...
I'm sorry that we disappointed you. I'm sorry that we both disappointed you. I'm sorry personally that I disappointed you. I'm really sorry that Dan disappointed you. How could he do that?
I don't know. I opened his mic for a reason. But now we have no idea why. You know, sometimes I think that you sit there and you have a good idea for something to play next. And I'm just going to kind of toss this rest of the show to you.
The rest of the show?
You want to go out? Go go grab a cup of coffee or something.
Now I have all the power. NPR is mine.
What do you want to play? I mean, here it is. You actually have a chance to play something.
All right. Well, then I'm going to go with Bayatis. Bayatis is this...
I'll have two with a cup of coffee.
He's this one dude from Miami, Florida. I got to know him through a band that he was in called Tree Hoppings.
He's not a friend, is he?
No, he's not a friend.
Nepotism. Right?
Yeah, he's a complete stranger that I found his cassette tape split with. It was Tree Hoppings and Messy Sparkles combining to do Messy Hoppings.
You don't make this stuff up, right?
No, okay, no. Yeah. They're on the label Two Michael Jordans, a great cassette label. And he kind of sounds like if you took World Beat and you shoved it into a garage band and forced them to play it without thinking of up songs. So they're just going with the first thing that comes in their head and screaming and yelping and pretty much going insane. He just released two songs as a single.
Every show you've had one of these songs and we haven't heard it. So this is just like opening the faucet. There's always been water. Yeah.
It's my time
a little
to
rusty.
Shine.
Yes.
The song is called The Hand Effect, and it's a new single that you can download for free on his website.
Excellent. Or can you get a cassette?
Not of this song, but he does have cassettes for sale.
Cassette, the new vinyl.
Dan, can you spell Bayatis?
It's Bayatas.
Well, that's more predictable than I thought it would be.
Okay. Let's play it. Nice one, Dan.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, good choice. And Bayatis?
Bayatis.
Gotchas.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it reminded me of this. Do you know this?
Oh, yeah. Tighten Up.
Yeah. You want to do the Tighten Up before we go to the next tune? Da, da, da. Okay, Jacob.
I was gonna say that I got a little Animal Collective vibe from that song. I'm sure all the kids.
Archie Bell and the Drill had an Animal Collective vibe.
All right.
I'm Bob Boylan here with Jacob Gans. Jacob, take us to anywhere else.
Are you saying Dan Raby, thanks for playing?
Don't forget your pen next time, Dan.
All right, my last song for today is by a guy who has been recording forever. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame already. His name is Bobby Womack. He has an album coming out in June. All my albums are coming out in June. That was recorded with Damon Albarn from Blur and Richard Russell, who is the head of XL Records, which is the label that's putting out the album that Bobby Womack is putting out in June.
That's unusual. Although we've seen an awful lot of R&B artists who had a heyday, who haven't seen a heyday in a while.
Yeah.
Finding a new market.
Finding a new market. And this record, actually, I feel like is a really good example of that. Albarn put Womack on each of the last two Gorillaz records. He's a guest vocalist on each of those two. And Richard Russell produced the Gil Scott Heron record that came out on XL last year, just before Gil Scott Heron died.
The one that Jamie XX.
The one that Jamie XX from. Then remixed for another album that was on XL.
Oh, sorry, I took us down that road.
It's all right. Yeah, all these things connect to each other. Anyway, this album is going to be called The Bravest Man in the Universe, and this first song is really, really beautiful. It's called Please Forgive My Heart. It's got this really amazing balance between his vocals, which are just incredible, and this production, which sounds like it couldn't come from any time other than 2012.
Right.
I could try to say I'm sorry, but that won't be quite enough to let you know pain that I feel, and it just won't let up. Oh, it feels like the sky is falling and the clouds are closing in.
Going home my way, nothing to rely on.
That is perfect.
Really nice, huh?
Wow. I wonder what he sang to. I mean, it just would be so hard for someone so, I guess, used to big rhythm and stuff to sing to something that's that angular.
Yeah, you can imagine that it would be a real transition. But that's the really interesting thing about that record. They didn't go the stripped down, like, put this guy in a retro box thing. But there are a lot of those acoustic elements in it. You can hear the piano in there. You can mm-hmm. hear the acoustic guitar at the end. Yeah.
Yeah, and they didn't affect his voice. It's very straight, but that rhythm just gives it such a new dimension. Bobby Womack is the singer. Please Forgive Your Heart. What's the name of the album?
The Bravest Man in the Universe.
It's awesome.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yeah. I'm going to take us out on somebody by the name of Peter Broderick. Do you know Peter Broderick?
I don't know.
Studio musician in Oregon. Maybe Laura Gibson, maybe M. Ward, Zoe Deschanel, maybe the other famous Portland, Oregon band, Efterklang. you know Efterklang.
I do, yeah. I was wondering where I had heard his name recently, and
yeah,
that's where it was.
So that's where it was. Efterklang is a band from Denmark that he plays with. A very short version of a story, which is that I spent a couple of times listening to his record one night, and this new record he has coming out. And the next day, I had a meeting with a fellow from Efterklang. You were there.
I was.
Rasmus, to tell us about these recordings. And then the singer comes on in the record that he's playing for us. Because anyway, long story, but the singer was Peter Broderick. I just know that name. I just listened to that guy.
The universe is trying to tell you something.
It really is. And the record, the song is about a friend, an artist that he dedicates and sings a song about. The fellow's name is Colin Kenneff. He's a photographer and an artist. And let me just read you something that Peter Broderick put on his site about this song. He said, over the last several years, a constant source of inspiration for me has been the quiet creative output of Colin Kenneff, his photographs, words, and music. You can't buy these things in a store. They only have been available on blogs or other online sources like Flickr, and often just for a short period of time before they're taken down. And he goes on to talk about how Colin is like the opposite of someone who wants to get his stuff out there. He just quietly puts things up, does things and down, and takes them down. And Peter Broderick thinks of himself as an artist who the end thing is the thing. He can't wait to finish his CDs. He can't wait to give it to people. He can't wait. And so this guy, Colin, is sort of the anti-Peter, right? The anti-Peter Broderick. He admires him, and he wrote this song about him. The song takes a couple of minutes to build, so stick with it, even though it's beautiful in the beginning. And then it just has this. What's great about this Peter Broderick record is the sound textures that wind up happening on this record by surprise. Although I've ruined a bit of the surprise, still wonderful.
I can't. Yeah, it sounds nice.
It Starts Here is the name of his website. It Starts, ATAR is the way he spells here, and all the songs are there to listen to, and stories with the songs and pictures and stuff. It's really nicely done. So we'll go down. Peter Broderick. Thanks, Jake McGance.
It's been fun, Bob.
Yeah, nice to have you, Dan. You did good, buddy.
Aw, thanks.
Come back next week and bring more than your pen.
Maybe I will.
Thanks, everybody. Let's go out on Peter Broderick. I'm Bob Boylan from NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered. Move to my
matters, cause I'm gonna eat. But I thought I'd come back and you'd be there, making a photo of my empty chair. Even more than the hundreds I've